Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for those songs. And it is a touching day for us today. And I thought about a lot of things this week. And you know, it's we're just passing through on to a better land as we leave here. And I thought about Beulah and Beulah's faithfulness to this church and how she loved this church. I don't know nothing about other than what the scriptures tell me about heaven. I know very little about what it's like. Amen. Other than what the scriptures has so wonderfully told us. But I know there's a land beyond the river that we call the sweet forever. And we only reach that shore by faith's decree. Only through the Lamb of God. I don't know what goes on there, but I can speculate. And until I get there and do know, I enjoy speculating. I was thinking the other day that Wallace, been in heaven now for 4 years, and I was thinking, I said, you know what? I believe they're probably standing there by the shore, and Eddie Goddard one side and Fred Fudge on the other. Amen. And you know what I think they may have said? I believe they may have said, Eddie may have whispered over and said, Wally, look who I see coming. Amen. Look who I see coming. Here comes Beulah. What a joy it is to know, as a child of God, one of these days say, look here, here comes that preacher. Amen. Yeah. You see, that's heaven's bright shore. We get there because we trust God. I'm back in the 23rd Psalm today, and as I studied this passage of Scripture, and I came across some stuff. I'm learning some amazing things. Some amazing things from the 23rd Psalm. Today, Psalm 23 in a message entitled, He Maketh Me Lie Down in Green Pastures. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. There's a whole lot of stuff here, and I want you to grasp every bit of it. All right? So you promise to stay with me? How many promise to stay with me? And I'm not going to tell you how long that's going to be. How many promises to stay with me? There's a whole lot of stuff in this statement that I want you to understand today. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Let's stand for the reading of the 23rd Psalm. I would encourage you to commit this psalm to memory, to memorize this wonderful passage of Scripture. It'll help you. It'll help you. Let's read. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, and He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for this blessed assurance, for this sweet, sweet passage of Scripture. Thank you, Lord, for your holy word, and I ask you, Lord, to bless your message today. And Father, may it lighten somebody, may it help somebody today, Lord, just to have a closer walk with you, and Lord, to realize you are the good shepherd, the great shepherd that guides his sheep. And Lord, help us now. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Psalm 23. Now, we've been looking at this for a few weeks. And we looked at the Lord as my shepherd. Last week, we looked at I shall not want. Now, today, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Do you understand today that the presence of the shepherd causes His sheep to rest? The sheep knows when the shepherd's in view. Amen? The sheep knows if the shepherd's there or if he's not there. And it makes all the difference for the flock if the shepherd is where they can see him and know that he's there. It makes all the difference to how that flock of sheep are going to react. If the shepherd is absent, then they're almost crazy. But when the shepherd's there, they're calm. It's just like us today. Without the shepherd, you and I are a mess. Amen. But when the shepherd is here, oh, how he brings peace to us. Without the shepherd, there can be no rest. Without the shepherd, there can be no satisfaction. There can be no joy. There is no hope. Without the shepherd, we have a mess. A flock of sheep are in trouble if the shepherd is absent. They're in trouble. Now, I'm particularly interested today in this word maketh. When I read this, this word stood out to me. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. I don't even know if that's really an English word. Is it? Is that really a word? Or is that something stuck in Scripture? But anyway, maketh. When I read this, I was interested. Now, the word maketh has an interesting meaning here. And it means to adhere to. I want you to understand, it is not a forceful word, but it is a word of opportunity. You see, God will never, understand this today, church, God will never force us into His presence. Or into His fields of green pasture. He will never force us. He will never make us come into His presence. But we all have the opportunity to be in the presence of God Almighty. Amen. We all have the opportunity to dwell in the presence of the shepherd. We all can live in the green pastures that He's given us. But He will not make us. He will not force us. You see, I learned from reading a book. I've been reading a book, and I'm going to give some of that to you over the course of this series. It's an amazing book. It was given to me to read, and it's a book entitled A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23. I don't know if you've ever read that book or not, but it's an amazing book. It's entitled A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23. It's by Philip Keller. And what I've learned from reading that book is that it is impossible to get the sheep to lie down because of their nature. They will not lay down. They have to be almost, I'm going to give you four things that must be present. And that's according to this book. Four things that must be present before they will even lay down. Now, I'm going to give those to you today. But I thought, no wonder Jesus called us His sheep. As I study this psalm, and I can see us so plain and simple. How we are not focused on the shepherd. How we are not listening to the shepherd. And all the cares and all the things around us, the children of God are not resting and enjoying what the shepherd has for them. We're so caught up in the cares of the world. I got to go do this and I got to go do that. I want to take the Lord's day to do this. Let me tell you, no wonder there's chaos among God's people today. Amen. Because the shepherd, we're not focused on the shepherd. We're worried more about what's around us than what the shepherd's got for us. We're feeding off of stuff that's no good for us. We're feeding off of stuff that's corrupt for us, will not help us when the shepherd's got lush green pastures to eat out of. But we're not doing it. We're more interested in what the world's got. We're more interested in the entertainment that the world's putting out, and we're missing the good stuff. Amen. I just think time get quiet on me. Amen. I need to know you're tuned in. Amen. It's time that we're feeding out of the fields of the Good Shepherd. Because He has good fields. And He has good places that you and I don't need to go anywhere else. We can stay right here and eat. You know why people are today, people are never satisfied. Let me tell you, if you come into a field and you come into a pasture and you've got good green grass, why do you want to go over there? Amen. Why do you want to go over there when you're getting fat where you're at? Hello? Out of the good pastures of God. Now, when David said, He maketh me, he meant that the shepherd does all he can to make all things suitable for us to lay down and rest. Amen? We sung that song, Jesus paid it all. He done all, all you and I got to do is enjoy the good things of God. Enjoy the pasture that God has given us and lie down in them and rest because the good shepherd is there and he takes care of the sheep. We have to remember that God has green pastures. The problem is, if I let cares and troubles of this life overtake me, then I will never learn to lay down and rest with the shepherd. We'll always be antsy. We'll always be nervous. We'll always be worried. That's the wrong pasture. You're in the wrong pasture. Amen? Are you with me? Stay with me. I don't know if you're asleep or mad, but I'm going to figure it out before I'm done. I tell you, I am. Amen? I'm just giving you the truth. Now, in the reading, I learned that four conditions must be met. Four conditions must be met in order for sheep to lie down. I did not know that. I learned something. Four conditions must be met. I'm going to give them to you quick and then we'll build on them. Number one, they must be free of fear. They must be free of fear. Number two, they must be free of friction within the flock. And number three, they must be free of aggravating pest. That's a good one. Amen. And number four, they must be free of hunger. Now, I'm going to build on these four things this morning. Sheep will not lay down unless four conditions are met. Number one, they must be free of fear. I learned that sheep are very timid animals. Matter of fact, a rabbit bouncing in the flock will scare them to death. And you know, here's the thing. When one of them becomes scared, you know what happens? The whole flock gets scared. And they'll take off. A running in fear, not looking where they're going, not caring where they're going. They will run to their death. They will run until they're dead. Out of fear. When one becomes scared, the whole group becomes scared. And boy, isn't this some much like us today? All you got to do is get somebody come in the house and say, uh-oh, boys, I see that being a problem. After all, the whole group's been infected. And they're all running for fear. I don't know whether we should do that. I don't know whether we should call him. I'm scared to death of him. You know what he is. You know what he done. And after a while, the whole flock is scared to death. Amen. After a while, it spread like wildfire. And we're all scared to death. And most of the time, it ain't nothing but a simple rabbit. Hello? Huh? Hey, we can get the most stirred up over nothing I've ever seen in my life. I'm talking about people in general. Amen. They come to me, a preacher, oh, it's a big time problem. Got a big time problem. I say, what is? And they tell me, I say, what? What? I'm not getting in a ruckus over that. Come on. Amen. Get over it. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, they fear. They will not rest unless they are free of fear. Sheep, when they are spooked, like I told you, will run to their death. They'll run over a cliff. It doesn't matter. They'll just keep going. Sometimes our fear will cause us to be agitated. And when we're agitated, we're unable to settle down and rest. You ever tried to rest being agitated? You ever tried to rest being aggravated? Can't do it. You can't rest when you're agitated. You see, a sheep that is fearful will not lay down. I thought about Job. Job over in Job chapter number 3, he said this in verse 24 and 26, "For my sighing cometh before I eat, and my roarings are poured out like the waters. For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came." Can I tell you something today? Trouble is going to come. Job, trouble came to him. But you know what? Job, in all his trouble, never cursed God, but blessed God. And Job came out the better because he stayed in the green pastures that the shepherd had for him. He could have ran in fear, couldn't he? He could have cursed God and died. He could have done a lot of things, but I believe he found out, though I'm fearful, yet I'm in the pastures of the good shepherd. And I found out one thing, that if I stay in the pastures of the good shepherd, he surrounds the perimeter and he knows what comes in. Amen? We don't have to be afraid. There's only one way to dispel the fear. You know what that is? That's to get in the presence of the shepherd. I learned that when the shepherd showed up in the flock calmed down. They wasn't agitated anymore. They wasn't fearful anymore. They gandered over yonder, and all of a sudden, there's our shepherd. It's going to be okay, boys. Amen. It's going to be okay. Oh, I don't know what that is. You know, what is that that's bounced into our field? I don't know. But I know right over there is the shepherd. And I know it'll be okay. Boy, but Brother Greg, I'd hate to look around and not be able to find him. Amen. I would hate to be a sheep that got scared and looked around and can't find the shepherd. After a while, Brother JP, I'd be agitated. I would be nervous. I would be afraid when I couldn't find the shepherd. But I'm glad to know that he's just a prayer away. I'm glad to know he's just a knee bend away. I'm glad to know that when trouble comes, the shepherd shows up right beside me and all is well. Amen. And I can rest. Yeah. Or sometimes trouble comes and I just say, "Oh Lord, shepherd, I need some help." You know what? It just all calms down. The shepherd shows up. Sheep will not lay down unless they're free of fear. Can I tell you today, children of God, we do not have to fear what men can do to us. We don't have to be afraid of all the rhetoric going on in our world today. They don't like our Bible. They don't like what we preach. They don't like what we sing. They don't like what we say. I'm not worried about that. I see the shepherd. Amen. And the shepherd says, "Just keep on going. It's okay. It's okay. I'm getting agitated. I guess sometimes I can, I get and so, ooh." Shepherd shows up and goes, "Hold on a minute. It's all right. Settle her down." You ever have to, anybody have to do you that way? Sometimes people look at me, at my wife especially, and go, choo. You know what that means? It means settle down. It'll be okay. Amen? The shepherd, hey, with the presence of the shepherd, we do not have to fear. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of what? But of power and of love and of a sound mind. Isaiah would say it this way, Isaiah 41 and 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You know why I can lay down and not be afraid? Because God's got me in the palm of His great big hand, and He says it'll be okay, preacher. Hallelujah. That's right. It'll be okay. I learned that when the shepherd was among his sheep, they could see him, and they were able to put fear aside. Proverbs 3. Verse 24, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Amen. I'm so glad tonight when I go to bed, my head will hit that pillow, I won't be afraid. You say, preacher, I had a fella tell me not too long ago, I may have told you this, I wouldn't be a Christian preacher for nothing today. I said, well, you ain't, are you? And he said, because of the going on, you know, he said, there's going to come a day when they're going to come after preachers to kill them. I said, and that may so be. But I'm not afraid of that. Because I see the shepherd. Amen? I see the shepherd. I see the shepherd. When thou liest down, the rest of that verse says, yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Amen? That's in the shepherd. If you don't know the shepherd, then I don't know how you go to sleep. Amen? Because my sleep is sweet. Because I'm protected. Number two, I learned that the sheep will not lay down unless they are free of friction among the flock. A sheep will not lay down if there is contention within the flock. Nothing causes uneasiness more than there to be contention within the group. Amen. Nothing will cause unrest more quickly than contention in the flock. You see, people become uneasy. When there's contention, people become uneasy. Amen. And they won't rest. Within the sheep, there is something called a budding order. Now, how many knows anything about sheep today? I'm going to tell you, I didn't know nothing about sheep. I'm learning a lot of things. But I learned there was a budding order in sheep. And I thought, what in the world is a budding order? And so I began to read about a budding order, and that's where one of the sheep, or maybe more than one, they think they're the boss. And so they go around butting the other sheep. Yeah, they'll boom, boom. I got on YouTube and watched some butting order. And that's what they'll do. One sheep will be trying to eat, and this other one will come and butt it out of the way. You see? And contention will cause contention in the group. You know, that's mine. That's my seat. Get out of it. Huh? Uh-oh. Hey, man. I'm going to butt you out of it. It's called a butting order. Now, when there's budding orders in a flock of sheep, it causes uneasiness with the rest of the flock. Well, here that comes. Get out of the way. You're going to get budded. Hey. Huh? They will not rest. They will not lay down and rest if there's contention in the group. You say, well, what do they do about it? Well, here comes the shepherd. You know what a shepherd does? Shepherd gets the butter.
takes it out of the flock.
Removes them from the flock. Now, when the budding order is out of
the flock will lay down and rest.
Oh, so what you're getting at, preacher? Here it is. Don't be a butter. Don't be the one that tries to have the button order in the church. God may remove you from the flock. Preacher, why is so-and-so gone? God removed them from the flock. Amen. I had a preacher one time said, preacher, don't get so upset when people leave your church. God may be cleaning the garden. Amen. So I quit getting upset. Because I'm preaching the word. If they don't like the word, they got to do something else. Amen. I quit letting it bother me. Because I know God knows what he's doing. Just like the shepherd knows how to take care of the flock. Amen. And so it happens, I was watching this, and man, sometimes be more than one. You know, and they'd run around, butt other sheep, butt them. Just butt them. And push them out. Especially the weaker ones. Especially the little ones. They like to get on them. You see, because they can't defend themselves, or they won't defend themselves. You see, isn't it funny how people want to attack the weaker of the vessels? If somebody wants to attack the preacher, they attack his wife. Because that's the weaker sheep. Amen. But I know the good shepherd. Huh? And I said, God, you're going to have to take care of it. Shepherd, we're going to take care of it. There's contention in the flock and we need it out. Amen. Sheep will not lay down and rest. I'm saying this to you today, church. There needs not be contention in the flock. Amen. If there's problems, we work them out. If there's things that need discussed, we discuss them. Amen. But we don't get no button order going on. Amen. It interrupts. It interrupts the sheep. It interrupts the fellowship of the sheep. Amen. Sheep will not lay down and rest if they're fearful or if there's friction in their own group. We can't have that, you see, because I'm going to tell you, I want this place to be a place that we will come and get something from God. We don't have to come under contentions. Amen. We don't have to come under dread that somebody's going to attack us or somebody's going to push us around. It shouldn't be. You see, when the shepherd showed up, he would bring the button order under control. And the one causing all the trouble, he would remove from the flock. Ezekiel, and we've been studying Ezekiel, and Ezekiel talked about the sheep. You remember in Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 15 and 16, he said, I will feed my flock and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost and bring again that which was driven away. And I will bind up that which was broken, and I will strengthen that which was sick, but I will destroy the fat and the strong, and I will feed them judgment. Those who were pushing God's people around, God was going to make them answer to him. Ezekiel 34, and over there, a little later in that chapter, verse 20 through 22, he said, therefore thus saith the Lord God unto them, behold, I would judge between the fat cattle and between the lean cattle. Because ye have thrust with side and with shoulder and pushed all the disease with your horns till ye have scattered them abroad. Therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey, and I will judge between cattle and cattle. What God says, there's going to come a day when there's no button order in the children of God. Amen. Today, there are people who want their way, and they don't care who they hurt to get it. This kind of behavior causes friction in the flock, and the flock cannot rest.
It all goes back to one word, contentment. Amen? Let us be content with what God's gave us. Number three this morning, the flock must be free of pest, or you could call them tormentors. Now, what are these to the sheep? Well, these are flies, ticks, fleas, and so forth. These things that get in the nose and the eyes and the ears of the sheep. Pest. Now, I'm going to deal with this subject a little later in this series. I just want to briefly hit on this because there's a whole message down the line with him anointing my head with oil. We'll get to that later, but I want to give you just a brief what I'm talking about here. The pest, the things. Do you know today I had learned that these pests, these flies and these bugs and wigs and whatever they call them, they get in the ears of these animals and in their nose and their eyeballs, and they can't do nothing about it. And if something is not done for them, it will drive those sheep crazy. Matter of fact, I read that if something is not done to help them sheep, that they will beat their head against a rock or against a tree or against the ground or whatever until they beat themselves to death because of those tormentors that are tormenting them. But the shepherd shows up. We're going to get to this later on. The shepherd shows up and knows they're being tormented. Amen. And he shows up with hallelujah. The shepherd shows up with some refreshing ointment. There's a balm in Gilead. He shows up with some ointment. And, oh, he just doesn't throw it out and said, figure it out, sheep. He gradually begins to apply that ointment to the nose, to the mouth, to the head, to the feet. And you know what happens? The tormentor's got to leave. Amen. The shepherd showed up. And he takes care of those sheep. Amen. Do you understand today that when Satan bothers us, all you got to do, over there's the shepherd. You've tormented me enough. Amen. There's a balm in Gilead, and I'm going to get him. And you're going to have to go. Amen. You see, left by themselves, they will destroy themselves because of the tormentor. Can I say to you today, we're living in a world that if we don't introduce them to Jesus, they'll destroy themselves because of a tormentor that's in our world today. Satan wants nothing more, you young people, than to kill every one of you. But there's a balm in Gilead that'll save every one of you from the tormentor. His name is Jesus Christ. He's the good shepherd of the sheep. He has what we need to save us from the attacks and from the dwelling place of the tormentor. We don't have to wring our hands in confusion, wonder what's going on. We don't have to wring our heads in craziness because things are bothering us. We just go to the shepherd and he takes care of it. Amen? You see, these pests drive them crazy. Matthew 11:28. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. Maybe here today you say, preacher, Satan has been tormenting me. Satan's been tormenting my family. Satan wants no more than to tear the family apart today. The God-fearing, church-attending, Bible-believing family, Satan doesn't like. And he wants nothing more than to rip it apart and to tear it apart so you're not in the presence of the shepherd anymore. But if the pest is bothering you, give him a little ointment. You say, preacher, where did I get this ointment? Let me show you. Rub this all over him. Amen. Rub this all over him.
and the pests leave. He can do nothing about the Word of God. Amen? Right here is your answer. Finally today, the sheep must be free of hunger before they will lay down and rest. In other words, they must be full. How many of us go to bed hungry? I don't go to bed hungry, do you? No. You see, they must be full. And by the way, only the shepherd can bring them to the place that they can be filled. You see, the green grass, the green pasture. Now, here's something else I learned, and I want you to listen to this. I did not know this. But boy, boy, boy. When I read it, I just about tore up the place I was at. I'm telling you, it blessed me all over. Out there in the land where David was, there was no green grass. So how can the shepherd lead the sheep to green grass when there is no green grass? Well, here's what the shepherd does. The shepherd goes out there to a dry, barren piece of land. He begins to work that piece of land. He takes out the stones. He takes out the brush and the briars. He works and he labors and he toils. Then he begins to get that land turned up. And then he plants good seed. Now, listen to me. He plants good seed. And then he irrigates that good seed. And you know what comes up? Green grass. The shepherd put it on himself to take a dry, barren land and turn it into lush green pastures. Hallelujah. And now his sheep that had no hope, his sheep that had no place to lay down in and rest, and nowhere to eat, the shepherd has came and rearranged everything and changed everything. And now the most beautiful piece of land there ever was, that the sheep can go with the shepherd and lay down full and rest. Hallelujah. The shepherd done that. The sheep didn't do it. The sheep laid over there hopeless. You know, Brother Virgil, you know what that brought to my mind? It brought to my mind a people without hope, without help, dry and barren on the way to hell. And then the good shepherd showed up and began to cultivate, began to turn, began to rearrange, began to change, began to plant good seed. And up came some good stuff. And he said, come thou into my fields and enjoy what the shepherd has done for you. Amen. Changed it all. And now I can lay down and rest. Amen. Now, I can enjoy what the shepherd has done for me. Not what I've done for myself. I'm like him poor old dumb sheep. I couldn't do nothing. I laid back there hopeless and helpless while the shepherd done all the work. Amen. While they carried him to Golgotha's hill and he nailed him to an old rugged cross. What was he doing? He was cultivating the ground. He was cultivating the field that I now lay down and rest in. Amen. You see, we can lay down and rest because we're full. Amen. The ill-fed sheep will not lay down and rest because they're hungry. The green grass is essential. You understand that? The green grass is essential to the life of the sheep. The shepherd provides it for them and they can rest. But if they refuse, they will remain empty. So many people today, I have a hard time, but like I said, I just learned to get over it. I have a hard time
wonder why somebody would leave lush green pastures to go somewhere else. When the shepherd is cultivated and is feeding you the good stuff. Amen? The good stuff. You know why? You know why people get, how people leave green pastures? Because they're not satisfied with the shepherd. They're not satisfied with what the shepherd has provided them. The good shepherd has went to great means to make sure his sheep do not have to fear, that we do not have to live in friction among each other. We do not have to worry about being aggravated by the pest. Amen? And we're always full. Amen? That's why we can lay down and rest. That's why the sheep will. You see, the shepherd meets all those conditions. Today I would ask you, is the Lord your shepherd? Are you trusting Him today? Are you enjoying the green pastures? Or are you staying empty all the time? Are you running in fear? Are you afraid? Is there friction in your life? Is the devil tormenting you and your family? Well, you need to go to the shepherd. Hey, the shepherd is still here. He hasn't went nowhere. And He will help you today. Father, thank You, Lord, again for allowing us to be here. And God, thank You for being our shepherd today, to feed us, to help us. Lord, that we don't have to live in fear today. Now, Lord, I'm so thankful that every day I am full with what the shepherd gives me. I pray, Father, You'll help the sheep today. Help them, Lord, to look unto the shepherd. Oh, Lord, He has the answers. He knows what they need, and He is waiting to give them what they need today. So, Lord, will You help us now? Bless this invitation time. We love You, and we thank You. In Christ's name we pray, and amen, and amen.